reddest ruby, brightest gold, ripped away from kings of old, mined from rock and chipped from stone, fought with blood and powdered bone. The king forgotten, a kingdom laid low. But Morag is keeping a mountain to grow. All for me, all for mine. Every scepter, every crown, every except for something not quite, something off, something over here. A treasure chest. Fairly large one. We hope something yummy has found its way inside. How shall we get it open? Throw it against a wall. Burn it. Crush it to splinters. Lucky. It's unlocked. What is this? Did you think to hide in here? How amusing. What was your plan? Wait until we fell asleep. Poke us with that little stick. Shame that we have excellent sense of smell. Well, Morag keeps no prisoners. Any last words? You seem awfully young for a knight. Are they running out of knights now? You barely fill out that armor, knight. Where did you steal it from? Your shiny suit of unused chainmail. A sword you can barely hold. You amuse me, knight. No, not a knight. A squire, maybe, and a thief. We know what happens to thieves in Morag's cave. Please stop shaking. We know we are a formidable and imposing creature, but we're not used to trembling little things in our presence. At least not for very long. Usually we either eat them up in one bite rather quickly, or we burn them to a crisp from afar. But either way, we don't converse. We are out of patience. We are out of practice. What is your name, thief? I am Morag, but your people had a different name for me long ago. Humans prayed to me, gave offerings at my cave. They were very careful not to upset me, for they thought I brought winter with me. because I am milk white, and my eyes are the color of the heart of the glacier, they thought I must breathe cold and ice, and that one touch could freeze you to your core. So I let them think it. Here, let's get that heavy armor off of you. You're dripping with sweat, and you'll rust in place. Our sharpest claw will make quick work of that. It's rather delicate work, such heavy chainmail. It doesn't suit you. Far too big for you, even though it is beautiful and shining. Bits of gold and gems, we'll add it to the mass. Consider it an offering, our first in a very long time. A bargain for some moments of your life spared. You must have been someone important out there. No longer. Standing there in plain cotton, you could be anyone. Or anything. What would you like to be, little one? Would you like to be my dinner? Would you like to be charred to ash, burnt to crisp, crushed to dust? Or would you like to keep us company for a while? You are very young, and Morhog is very old. There are many things that we have done and seen and lived through. Many centuries of stories to tell. Would you like me to tell you these stories, little one? Then sit closer. Closer. I want you to feel the story as I tell you. There we are. I'll keep you here and hold you close to me like this. When we run out of stories, maybe then we will eat you. Unless you give me a very good reason not to. Let Morhog tell you all about the kings and queens of which the memories of are nothing more than myth. All about battles and wars that sculpted the hills and valleys of this land. There were other creatures then, larger than even I am now. Gods were large then, and I was a small god then. Now I am smaller. But the others, they are gone, forgotten. But I am still here, with my gold and my gems. My relics and my stories. I think it is greed that keeps me in memory. Everything here is worth something. But they won't have it. They won't take anything from this cave. And they won't take you from me. You were important out there, You're important now, in a different way. See? My skin isn't cold like ice. It's just as warm as yours. I'll keep you wrapped up warm, but not too warm. And fed, of course. Let me hold you closer to me. Rest your head on me and listen. My claws wrapped around you like a cage, like a little bird. A little bird I can whisper stories to. There, perfect. Wrapped up and tucked up in my wings. You remind me of someone I knew. Someone who cared for this cave. Back when it was a temple. Do you know of the Candlelight War? Well, it is a very long story. Snuggle close. And I will share with you everything I have left.